Thursday the 4th of February, Kof Shvat, Harav Matisyahu Salomon.
We all start the day with Birchas HaTorah. So I've decided to say a few words to give a better understanding of the brachas that we say. Birchas HaTorah are brachas, one of the two brachas that we say, which are min HaTorah. Brachas are min the Rabbanon. We're not mechuyev in the Torah to make a bracha on everything that we eat or every situation that we meet, but the Rabbanon arranged brachas for all situations. In our Torah there are two brachas, Birchas HaMazon, Bracha Al Tosavot Yirach, Birchas Hashem Elokecha, Birchas HaMazon Midereisa, and Birchas HaTorah, Kishim Hashem Eko HaBogodel Elokeinu. Birchas HaTorah is Midereisa, and I want to explain to you what the brachas are. The first bracha in Birchas HaTorah, we all know, Asher Kitchonu B'mitzvoisov V'tzivonu La'asoik V'divrei Torah. It's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, like we make on all the mitzvahs that we do. Although the mitzvah is Limud HaTorah, and we would have thought the bracha should be Asher Kitchonu B'mitzvoisov Hashem Yisborach, by giving us these mitzvahs that sanctified us. The mitzvah gives us kedusha, and we thank the Rebbeinu Shem for that. We praise Hashem, and we appreciate. Asher kitchon mitzvayso v'tzivonu, it should have been lilmoy Torah, but we say la'asek v'divrei Torah to stress the understanding that we have, that it's not just a question of reading words of Torah. It's not a question of learning superficially. We have to learn in depth. We have to be involved. La'asek v'divrei Torah. And then we come to a strange thing, unusual. It's a bracha. We made the Birchas HaMitzvahs, and we carry on with the tefillah. And then we end with another bracha, the end bracha, which is all part of the first bracha. Hamlami Torah la'amo Yisrael. We acknowledge that we can't learn Torah by ourselves. We need a lot of siyata d'shmaya, we need a help from Hashem Yisborach. And we have a teacher who's sitting opposite us and learning with us and teaching us. Hamalami Torah le'amo Yisrael. Continues Hashem Yisborach helps us to learn Torah. What is this tefillah? Va'arevno. Va'arevno is a moigadika tefillah when you think about it. If we would have, it would be up to us to institute in the middle of the bracha, at the beginning of the day, when the day is due, we would try to fill as much as possible with Limud HaTorah, Talmud Torah, Geneged Kulam. And we would have to daven and pray to Hashem Yisborach to give us the tools that we need, the opportunities that we want, in order to be able to learn. Would we say V'arevno? Would we say Ribbono Shel Olam? Make it sweet? Wouldn't we ask the Benjamin to give us brains, to give us intelligence, to give us perseverance, to be able to understand Torah, to be able to apply ourselves to learning? All we have to ask Hashem Yisborach is V'arevno, Chazal, say, this is what you have to ask for. The Benjamin said in good old Yiddish, Mach es geschmack. All we ask Hashem is walking by the shrine and make it the shmak. It's a moira di kazach. The depth of Chazal, the perception of Chazal. There is not going to be the shmak. You're not going to be able to learn well. We won't always be able to apply ourselves to learning. And we won't even be able to persevere, to understand, to know and appreciate learning properly. That's one thing which Chazal teaches immediately. You need a geshmak, and you have to daven to Hashem. The other thing which Chazal told us is, yes, it's not easy. Don't expect you just to be able to taste the sweetness of Torah. We can all sing very nicely, Anechemodim Yisrov, Mipazrov, Musukim Yisvash, and say to the Gvadigah, it's pious how sweet Torah is. But let's be honest, how do we appreciate it? As soon as we start learning, are we smacking our lips? How sweet is this? There will be no necessity in learning if that would be the case. But on the other hand, it is sweet, and there's something wrong with our mouths if we can't taste that sweetness. We need to ask Hashem Yisborach, V'arevno Hashem Elokeinu Es Divrei Tzoros Bo'befinu. Please make it nishmach, make it sweet. We should appreciate it and feel the sweetness of Torah. Befinu Ubefi Amcho. Chazal seem to have calculated that every Yid needs millions of tefillahs every morning in order that he should be able to appreciate the sweetness of time. And that means everyone. It means the little ingele who goes to cheder. It means every yeshiva bocher. It means every kohel yugaman. It means every balabos who applies himself to Torah and creates it in the Torah as much as he can. We all need this tefillah. And that's our lifeline. Make it sweet. Make it geschmack. For us and for every single Yid in Klal Yisroel, wherever they are. And you have to think about that. In the morning, first thing when we done. And I've said before, and I'll say it again, that I believe that if Klal Yisroel would take this responsibility seriously, to daven every day for themselves and for every single member of Klal Yisroel that they should have a geschmack in learning, they wouldn't be one little mistake. What you call dropouts or whatever you want to call them, I've never heard. But if you ask anyone, they tell you when they were cheder, they had no geschmack in learning. And we want to know if they didn't, why they didn't have a geschmack in learning. It was not the Rebbe's fault. It was our fault. We didn't daven for them, they should have a geschmack in learning. That's how Chazal began, want us to begin the day. That's our responsibility. And that's how, it's for ourselves as well. That's how geschmack in learning. It comes from davening. V'arev no Hashem elekein es divrei tzorosko b'fino. So that's the first bracha, the Birchas HaMitzvos, which Chazal so cleverly understood to weave into this bracha that filler that every Yid needs every day. And then the Torah goes on to say like this: V'oid yesh bracha acheres al haTorah. There's a second bracha on the Torah. An unusual thing, two brachas on one mitzvah. Ba'oid yesh bracha acheres al haTorah. Baruch ato Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher bracha bonu mikol ha'amim, v'nosan lono es toirosoi, baruch ato Hashem, noisein haTorah. Rodo the bracha. But listen to this. What is this a bracha on? What are we supposed to be mechaven? What are we supposed to be thinking about when we make this bracha? It's unusual for the Torah to tell us what to be mechaven. The Torah is halacha sefer. He tells us the nusach habracha. This is the text you have to say. But here, he goes out of his way. V'yechavein bebirchosoi al maimad har sinai. You have to, the intention at the time when you make the bracha is, you have to know what you're making the bracha on. You're not just making a bracha on the mitzvah Talmud Torah, you've just made that bracha. You're not just making a bracha on, I'll say this cautiously and I'll explain it a bit better later on the cheftza of Torah, on the fact, on the actual words of Torah, to appreciate the words of coming from. But you're making a bracha on Maimad Har Sinai. You have to have a picture in your mind, you're saying a bracha on Maimad Har Sinai. Yichavei bebirchos ha'amayim atar Sinai. This is today's parsha. Eich boch abonu mikol ha'uvois v'kevonu lifnei har Sinai v'yishmionu devorot mitoicho eish v'nosan lono teirosu ha'kdoisho shibeis chayenu klei chendoso shihutoyo mishtashea boi v'chol yoim. You hear the words of the Torah and how particular he is to spell it out so clearly. What are we making this bracha of? Maimad Har Sinai. The Bach explains, Maimad Har Sinai. That great spectacle that we were all witness to, about which the Torah warns us, Rak Yishomer Lecho Shmoyer Nashecho Me'oid Pentishkaches Advorim Ashero Einech. Be extremely careful, particularly careful, and protect yourself from Chas V'Sholem forgetting what you saw at the time of Maimon Har Sinai, not what you heard, what you saw. And Tishkach said, Vov Asher Ovo Inecho, Pen Yosurum Levorcho, Koil Yimei Chayecho. Vai Gaito Levonecho, Velivnei Vonecho, You should give it over to your children, to your grandchildren. That momentous moment. And that's described in the Torah for us all. Hohor, Boer, Boeish, Adlei, Vashomai. This is what we saw. A fire. The whole mountain was on fire. At Leva Shemaim, where as high you would look into the heavens. At Leva Shemaim, all flames. Oh boy, Abish, at Leva Shemaim. Choshech Onon V'Arofel, a background of darkness and thick darkness. Clouds. Koilos of rocking, thunder and lightning. Koil Shoifel Chozok Me'oid. A shofar like we've never heard before, getting louder and louder. And there was smoke going up like from a furnace. And all this Klal Yisrael saw with their own eyes. And this is part of our Messiah. Yes, and Chazal tell us all the mountains from Eretz Yisrael all came into the wilderness and surrounded Klal Yisrael then. And that's part of Maimed Har Sinai. The Ramban says, back at the end of today's parsha, the Ramban says, Einenu Mosh. Don't start saying these kinds of things are parables. It didn't really happen. It's just a parable or something like that. When Hashem Yisbarach took up the mountain and held it over the heads of Klal Yisrael, when all the mountains were surrounding Klal Yisrael, at the time of Maimed Har Sinai. And he says a beautiful thing. He says, we all know it's all in one pasuk, he says. Hayom Rov Ayonis, last week's parsha. Is anybody going to say, Kriyas Yamsuf, or just a parable, or just a mosul? Hayom Rov Ayonis, please, Hayom Rov Ayonis. The sea fled in front of them. It's a historic fact. Says the Ramban, Hehogim Roktu Ke'elim Gvois Givnei Tzayin. It's the same pasuk, and it has the same meaning, the same validity, and it happened. And this is Maimed Har Sinai. So the Bach says, what the Torah is really saying is, that this is a mitzvah d'oraisa, not a mitzvah altogether. The Torah says, Rak Yishor V'Lecho. I'll read you out the Bach, it's beautiful, the words of the Bach. Brocha zu ashniyo eino kiim oido v'shevach. It's a thanksgiving and a praise al ma'ashenosan lono teirosoi kleich endosoi mitoi choeish. Because the Torah was given to us mitoi choeish from fire. Torah is fire. Lehoirois. In order to teach us and to impress us, our kedushosa v'ruchniyosa, that it's kedusha, it's holiness, it's spirituality, v'ruchniyosa, it's not just as intellectual study, it's kedusha. Oboch abon mikol ha'amans, oboch rebbeinu shan chose us from all the nations, give one and if they are Sinai. And because there's a mitzvah shlo nishkach mayim ad har Sinai, so therefore we're making this bracha. Just as it says, "Atikru matandun tachas oho, oho, boye boyish, vaydal Hashem aleichem mitzoycho eish, lefichoch tzorich lechavim bracha zu ashtir." Therefore this second bracha, we have to be mechavim lehoidois lois ale tithank Hashem yisborach, al mayim ad har Sinai. And when we make the end of Bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Noisein HaTorah, the Rebbein Hashem, who gave us the giver of the Torah, Kolayim Noisein HaTorah, Kolichem Dosei Mitoicho Eish. This is what we have to remember, the Eish. And the Bracha is on the Eish. Like a Bracha Merido Eish. But the Ruch is the Eish. And this is what we have to have in mind when we're making this Bracha in the morning. And if we would have these two brochas filling our hearts in the morning with that longing for Hashem Yisborach, with that attachment to His Torah, and with that prayer that we should all enjoy learning, the Torah should attract us. The Torah should draw us closer to Hashem. And it should be for us the most pleasant experience in our life. And all I can say is, we all struggle to find this gushmak, to find that sweetness. But those who persevere all tell us the same thing. There's nothing more pleasant, nothing more gushmak. And yes, if we would be able to find that gushmak earlier on in life, our dvekus, our attachment to Torah will be different. Our attachment to Hashem will be different. And yes, when we say that the second bracha is on Maimat Har Sinai, it doesn't mean that we're just making a bracha on something separate of the Torah. Maimat Har Sinai, something separate. It's not part and parcel of the Torah. When we learn Torah from Har Sinai. It is part, to use the Lamanish term, it's part of the Heftzer of Torah, the article itself. Torah is Torah Misinai. If Torah would just be laws and rules and regulations, it would be just information and intellectual acrobatics. And something that we could perhaps even enjoy on the intellectual level, it wouldn't be Torah. And that's why we need both brachas. Because we're not just making a bracha on the words of Torah, the dry intelligence that we are learning when we learn Torah. It's a bracha. Because when we learn Torah, Torah is Torah Misinai. It never leaves that background. And we have to be learning it in that background. The Yiras Shemayim that we have when we sit and we learn Torah, when we understand that this is the most spiritual activity that we can ever involve ourselves in. And there is nothing else more spiritual and more holy than Limud HaTorah. And that's why we make these brachas together. And we're not mafsik. We don't interrupt between them. No, they aren't separate things. No, not like making a bracha on two different tables, two different foods. It's a bracha on the chefsa, on the whole chefsa of Torah. And it's appreciation of what Torah is. And it's an appreciation of what we're living for. Yehem chayenu v'oirech yomenu. But we know this is our life. And yes, it's our life. It's our life. It's our whole spiritual involvement, our whole spiritual attachment. It's a fulfillment of our mission in life. It's our connection with Hashem Yisborach Himself. Limud HaTorah. It's not just a hobby or sport. Yes, we have a kriyas within Daf HaYomi. It's gewaltig if we're doing it because it's Torah. It is just another piece of discipline in my day, which I have to be able to tick off my list. And it isn't a spiritual elevation, an activity for which I benefit spiritually. Then I'm missing the whole contents. I'm missing the whole tachlis. That's our emunah. And when we meet these brachos, we're affirming that emunah. This Torah that we are learning, something which is God given, is given to us, but from Hashem is Borach himself. And it's given to us as part of our mission to be Mekadosh as Hashem. Practice the words of Torah that we learn is a way how we sanctify Hashem Yisborach's name. The Torah isn't just a knowledge. It isn't just information. It's instruction. The word Torah itself means instruction. When we learn the parasha of Maimon Har Sinai, then we have to know Klal Yisrael received the Torah, not just to learn, for sure to learn, because the learning itself is one of the biggest mitzvahs, is what Hashem Yisborach, how Hashem Yisborach arranged our connection with Him. But I'm not last, it's there for a purpose, to change us in our midst. To teach us how to practice our lives, every movement in our life, every machshava in our life, every thought in our life, is all controlled by the Torah. It's not controlled by the Torah, it's instructed, it's not instructed. It's information it's there for our benefit and only for our benefit. And the tachlis is la'asos. And the tachlis of la'asos is Yizkata v'Yizkata Shmei Rabo, is Kiddush Hashem. And when we make these brachas, and we appreciate the Torah, what it's for, what it is, what it represents, then we're planning our day, and we're planning our life. And that's the difference between a conscious Yid, who's conscious of his mission in life, was al chinuch of what is the Rebbein Shem expects him to do. To be happy, to be able to fulfill our mission. And all this is contained in the brachas that we say. Baruch ato Hashem. Those words themselves are often misunderstood. And we all know it doesn't really mean Baruch ato Hashem, blessed art thou. Because nobody knows what blessed art thou means in any case. So what does it mean? Baruch ato Hashem, the Rishonim HaPashtonim explain, means you Hashem are Baruch. You Hashem are the source of all Baruch, Mekor HaBaruchos. And when we say Baruch ato Hashem, yes, let's be conscious of what we're saying. You Hashem are the source of all blessings. You bring blessing upon the world. You bring blessing upon us. By providing us with these mitzvahs, by providing us with these opportunities, by having guided us to Har Sinai, by making us conscious, even so many generations later, that we were there, Maimon Har Sinai, and through that tradition, through that mitzvah from Raki Shom Elechosh, my nafshu from Oif, and Tishmech Sadvorim Asherol Einecho. Maybe we'll go a bit into a drush mode if we try to interpret perhaps why was the Torah given in such a terrifying way. Oh, boy, boy, shad leiv ha-shamayim. Fire. Darkness. Koyo shayfo chosok ma'at, everything trembling. Vayar o mayinu. Frightening. Atar ha-shonay ke'esh ha-nakid shon. What does it mean? Over the ages, Mefarshim have described that Torah survives. Well, Torah has always flourished after times of darkness, after times of fire, after times of persecution. And the Rebbein Shleilam, so to speak, was warning us right from the beginning that this is the way how I'm going to keep you, so to speak, on the straight and narrow. The Klal Yisrael's attachment to Torah, the Rebbein Shem has always brought us back after times when it would seem everything is disappearing, after great persecutions, after fire, after darkness. That's when the Torah flourishes. And I've thought many times, if you look in the Mefarshim, nobody describes or tries to explain what's the significance of Atal Ashon Oike Eshen Akivshon. What was that smoke like a furnace going up from our ceiling? And I think only we who live after that great Churban, when smoke was going out of furnaces and Klal Yisrael felt that Klal Yisrael was going up in smoke, would not seem to signify our doom. That in Maimed Har Sinai the Ribbono Shel Olam already showed us. No, out of that smoke Torah is going to grow. Out of that smoke, Torah is going to survive. Out of that smoke will come revival. And that's what we're experiencing today. That chilek, that part of Maimed Har Sinai, that was signified right at the beginning by Vatal Hashon Kesh Nakishon. And that's a chizuk for all of us. That's what we have to think about at the time we say Birchas HaTorah. A brocha on Maimed Har Sinai. We have to have first a picture of Maimed Har Sinai in front of our eyes. And then make the brocha shebrocha. Bonu mikolo amim. Nos anones teirosoi. Brocha to Hashem. Noisei na teirosoi.